From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. History can come at you fast. That's the case with the recent Supreme Court ruling. The court found that the Second Amendment guarantees citizens the right to own a gun. Washington, D.C. is scrambling in its aftermath. The court struck down the district's ban on handguns.
In a moment, we'll hear from a D.C. council member trying to come up with a new law, but first to the streets of Washington. Polls show a majority of D.C. residents supported the old handgun ban. NPR's Libby Lewis talked with some people in D.C. who are glad it's gone.
Tyrone Smith grew up in D.C. He's a bike courier, and he's thinking of getting a gun now to protect him and his wife in the southeast part of the city.
Well, there's a lot of crime, a lot of violence in the district, especially around the areas that I live in. Everybody have a right to protect themselves, you know what I mean? And D.C. took that right from us when they enforced that gun ban.
Sharon Boson thinks the same thing. Having a gun at home?
That is a basic right as an American.
She shared her views publicly, and she's gotten blasted online by some gun opponents.
Some of the people, the bloggers, have complained, you know, referred to me as Frau Boson and, you know, a redneck.
She's a wife and mother of four, whose home on Capitol Hill has been broken into twice by burglars. Both times her family was home. Nobody got hurt. But she and her husband have been talking about getting a handgun, just in case. Boson grew up in a family with guns at home.
My father was a customs inspector. And when I was in elementary school, he would take me to the firing range, and I would bring my targets in for show and tell.
She's comfortable with the idea of teaching her children about firearm safety, just as she was taught. 30 miles outside the district and a world away in Virginia, clerk Mark Warner is showing a customer at the Blue Ridge Arsenal a .45 caliber semi-automatic pistol.
I like the full 5-inch model, a little bit more accurate for target shooting.
Co-owner Deborah Curtis says D.C. residents often come out to rent a gun and use the range. You can hear them firing even in her back office. And since the court ruling, her shop, like other gun shops in the region, has gotten calls from D.C. citizens who want to buy a gun now.
You know, I think the most important thing for people to understand is it's a complex issue. It's not like opening a bagel shop.
Boy, is that the truth. The city's mayor and city council are wrestling with that truth right now. In the meantime, the city has set up a hotline to answer some basic questions.
Thank you for calling the Metropolitan Police Department Firearm Registration Information Hotline. At this time, the Metropolitan Police Department will not start registering eligible handguns until July 17th.
Right now, there's nowhere to buy a gun in D.C. and no place for citizens to practice shooting here. There's no zoning category that would allow such a place. Alan Lucas, among others, wants nothing more than to help the city out. He was a longtime D.C. police officer. Now he runs a security business, and he's licensed by the city as a certified firearms instructor. But he has nowhere in the city he can take his students to practice. In his van, we ride out to one of the sites he'd love to turn into a small gun shop and range in the city. He's been trying to do this for 3 years.
Found this little place because I thought about it. If you can look around, at least 500 feet away from any residential, there's no walk traffic whatsoever. Really, there's no reason to come back here.
When Lucas looks out over this empty lot and warehouses, he sees a modular, soundproof, bulletproof building, a quiet, friendly place with lots of security and respect.
I can envision the gun store and the office where they can come in and register for the classes, a waiting area. I can see it.
City officials will have to figure out what they can see and how to balance the court's ruling with the wishes of a citizenry that mostly disapproves of guns. The big question is, how far can the city go in its restrictions without drawing more lawsuits in the name of self-defense? Libby Lewis, NPR News, Washington.